Welcome to the Lance Wallnau Show. Today, we have a very special focus we're going to have. Mercedes Sparks is over here on her desk, ready to go.
Happy to be here.
There you are. So, you know, I want to start off by saying this. I remember Miles Monroe, before he left us, I was in one of the final meetings he did, and he said something that's rather interesting. He said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." And then he made this comment. He said, "Real estate is the one investment that has a biblical promise attached to it." It's an interesting statement, that the meek inherit the earth. And the reason why that's important is that right now you have this wicked global agenda, and it's coming out of Davos, the World Economic Forum, where you're going to own nothing and be happy. It's the communist, you know, version of, you know, preparing for a great reset where digital currency rules and everything collapses, but it all gets rebooted. And you don't have to worry about owning something because the likelihood of you being able to keep owning it isn't going to be possible in a meltdown. This is a shocking scenario, and they're trying to make it optimistic. But what's troublesome is I started reading reports about institutions are buying up property. So what they're doing is discouraging home ownership, but institutions like BlackRock, et cetera, are buying up massive portions so that the land and the property is owned by the corporations. The corporations are in bed with the government. By the way, that's socialism, when government controls the corporations in this kind of weird incestuous relationship, whether it's big pharma or it's big tech or it's big home ownership, the government is in control of all these elements. That's basically, if you're in China, that's the way it is. And that looks like, if the left has its way, the utopia they'll bring upon the United States. But there's a way you can fight back. Miles Monroe said it, the meek inherit the earth. And so I was looking at Abraham here in Genesis, where the way in which we function is we operate under a spiritual economy. And if we're able to align ourselves with heaven, then God is overruling. You see it in Joseph in Egypt. You see it in Abraham as a patriarch. And this verse still comes back to me. It's in Genesis chapter 24, where Abraham's servant describes Abraham to a potential family that he wants to be able to sell on the idea that they should let his daughter marry into this guy's family. And he describes Abraham's family this way. "The Lord has blessed my master," it says in Genesis chapter 24, verse 35, "greatly, and he has become great." And what had happened? Because of the blessing of God. "And God gave him flocks, and God gave him herds, and God gave him silver, and God gave him gold, and God gave him the household servants," or the employees that he was funding, male and female. And there was 300 household servants. And there was camels and donkeys. In other words, you've got like seven different avenues of wealth that came to the patriarch Abraham. And for what purpose? In order to establish a covenant community that could prosper in a time when other people would do whatever they wanted to do. God was directing the prosperity of Abraham. And then he says something really interesting. "Abraham said to me, 'The Lord before whom I walk,'" in verse 40, "will send his angel with you to prosper you." Now this is pure Pentecostal theology here. God is saying in the scriptures that there was an angel supernaturally overseeing the wealth strategy of Abraham in seven different areas, including the wife for the son, which meant that the angel would be adding to the family members for what? A family business. Because Abraham would give to Isaac what Isaac would give to Jacob, and Jacob would give to his 12 sons. Think about the biblical model. Wealth acquisition, angelic direction, and supernatural establishing of a covenant community that bears witness to God. You tell me that isn't exactly where we need to go right now with the Marxist threat that we have in America. And then it culminates in this very powerful statement. May our sister become the mother of thousands, Rebecca says, and tens of thousands, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them. Now we come to this idea of the gates. And this goes, what are the gates of those who hate you? Well, if you look at, I'm going to bring Karen Conrad Karen Conrad Metcalf on right now. Karen Metcalf Conrad. What? Let me get your name. I introduced you to your husband, and now you are, you're like, what's your official name now?
Karen Conrad Metcalf.
That's it, Karen Conrad Metcalf. Okay, Karen, welcome. You are a practitioner of studying these things from Cousin Billy. Then you've gone on to being a practitioner. You've gone on to being an authority with multiple like properties that you guys have been acquiring and managing. And I looked into the scope of what you have become proficient in. I want to read to the audience here the multiple avenues just in real estate alone that we're talking about: acquiring houses with little to no money, buying tax liens for huge returns. I'm not quite sure what that is, but I want you to explain it to me. Mm-hmm. Vacation rentals, fixing and flipping houses, multifamily properties, and even buying and selling properties with a 401k or IRA tax-free. These are all wealth-building biblical strategies that Cousin has mentored you in. Now, you're so proficient, you're teaching other people. And the gates of our enemies, I'm saying that this is the one way in which we can actually begin to maneuver God's people into contending at the gates of media and gates of government and gates of business. But the business opens the cash flow to fund these other dreams and visions. So take it from there, Karen, and guide us through what you're currently doing and what you guys are going to be doing in Denver in April that I want everyone to know about.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great introduction, Lance. And, you know, there's a quote by Oral Roberts that is really profound and really important for us to remember and keep in mind during these times. I'm going to read it to you. It says, "Whoever controls the finances of a city or nation controls the spiritual climate." So even what you were describing at the beginning, when we peel back all these strategies of trying to get people to think that, no, you shouldn't own anything. Companies like BlackRock that are going in and purchasing property, there is money behind that. And the goal is the spiritual climate of a city or a nation. And when we look at real estate, it is one of those gates. We have got to hold on to the real estate of this nation, not just for today, but for generations to come. And so, you know, with Billy, we have been learning so much from him, and Dave and I have definitely ventured into real estate with our family. But it is about how to connect this thing that you just described with Abraham and really having that influence in the areas that we are at. How do we do that? And there's a practical side of it that we need to understand. And in particular with real estate, Wealth Builders is all about helping with the how-tos of acquiring real estate, accessing the wisdom of God, and ultimately for purposes of the kingdom, so that we can have that influence that we so need in this nation today, Lance.
Well, and what I'm thinking is that knowledge really is power. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And one of the things that I believe has worked against us is those that are listening as just passive listeners. They hear about what's going on with the election or the economy or the government. They wring their hands or they pray or they're watching the prophets and listening, trying to get accused of what's going on. The reality is we're already in what I would say is Joseph's years of plenty. The mistake that I see Christians making over the last, the last 7 years has been, instead of taking advantage of the timing that we have for the acquisition of wealth, putting the angel of the Lord to work, God isn't going to work for you if you're not prepared to handle what he gives you. You can receive. Miles Monroe, another great quote that he had is, God is willing to give you whatever you can manage. And so if you can't manage it, he can't give it to you. So if God was to give you suddenly land as an opportunity or property, you would lose it if you don't know how to manage it. The person with the knowledge has the power. So learning these things, you don't want to put it off. I mean, in a weird way, the government's $2.5 trillion in debt. I hate that. I'm preaching against it. But meanwhile, that means there's a flood of money looking for places to go, more money than there actually is intelligent stewardship. But you're in the Joseph period where you need now to have the knowledge as to what you could do to start to carve out opportunities. And don't say, well, I don't have anything. Because part of the resource that I'm looking at is buying and selling properties with a 401k or IRA or tax-free. I mean, there's a way to do this. And smart people know how to put money to use that other people don't realize they even have equity in the house they've got to use it for the house they want or for an investment. So talk to us, Karen, and educate us as to the opportunities that are there during this period when politically they flooded the market with money. There's opportunity now if you know what to do. So guide us in some of the strategies for my people as to what they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things, Lance, and you hit on this, is that people think, oh my goodness, I don't qualify to invest in real estate because I don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars saved up. Well, the good news is that you can get into real estate with very little down, in some cases, no down, but very little down. And what we help you with and what we need to learn as Christians is we need to learn how to navigate through this. If God puts on your heart to buy real estate, there is a pathway forward to be able to purchase real estate. So some of the strategies are, first of all, if you don't have a home, you can buy your first home for little or no down. If you have been in the military, you have access to a VA loan for 0% down. You have the ability for 3% down with FHA, 5% down. And really, even though the market right now with the higher interest rates and a lot of people are holding onto their houses, there is a lot of sellers that are willing to do seller financing. So these are just a handful of strategies that you can take a look at to get into properties for little or no down. I remember the first house that I built. We built when I was young, I was in my 20s. My dad gave me like a gift, right? And it was a very minimal amount, but it got me into home ownership. And from that point, it's really a place to start building wealth. One of the other strategies you mentioned, Lance, that a lot of people aren't aware of is that you can take your IRA, your 401k money, and you can transfer it into something called a self-directed IRA for purposes of purchasing real estate. I can't tell you how many people have come into the coaching program thinking that they have no money because maybe they've got a minimal amount in their savings account. But when we have looked at their retirement that they've been saving up through their 401k or through IRA, and we tell them about this strategy, they're able to work with our attorney. We recommend Bill Bronchek, set up an account, and they've started investing, and they have now multiple properties. So there's tax liens. That was another thing that you mentioned. And Dan Dyer at the upcoming workshop, he is a master at this. And these are properties where people in your area have not paid their real estate taxes. And you can actually go in and you can purchase those properties or put in a bid to purchase those properties, in some cases, just for the amount of the back taxes. And he has acquired multiple properties through that strategy with very little down. So there are we could go on and on here with lists of things that you could do to get into real estate. The point is that there is always a way. But when we are taught, I know I was taught initially in the church that if I just gave enough, that it would show up. I'd get mailbox money or it would show up on, you know, my front doorstep. And I'll tell you, a few years into that deal and realizing that I am not getting wealthy by just giving a loan. Now, don't get me wrong. We give, we tithe, we believe in all of that. But there is something that God requires of us to do to actually acquire the wealth. Mm-hmm. And Deuteronomy 8:18, it says that wealth is created. So there is plenty of wealth in the earth. And what we need to do is we need to agree that we're going to move forward with this, take our place, and gain the knowledge and understanding so that we can apply God's wisdom, his favor, and his ways to acquire real estate and acquire wealth for our families and to impact this nation.
Talk to me for a second. I could pick any of these subjects because you cover all of them. Vacation rentals, because I'm looking at the people save up their money, and then I'm even going to these places and looking at like rentals in different parts of the country, and I'm realizing, my gosh, somebody already got ahead of me on this. I'm renting from them. Talk to me about vacation rentals.
I love talking about vacation rentals. That's really our sweet spot as a family. There is an opportunity with vacation rentals that's available. Now, there's a lot of nuances with it, meaning that not every area is the right area to purchase vacation rentals. But when you look at the numbers on vacation rentals, it is expected to be a $115 billion industry in the next 5 years. That is substantial. Here's another thing that's interesting about vacation rentals. When you look at the demographics of the people that are choosing vacation rentals over hotels, it's millennials and Gen Zs, meaning that the future for where people that are younger want to stay is vacation rentals. So here's the thing about vacation rentals. You have a much better opportunity if you buy right, you manage them correctly, you get them set up. Your margins compared to a buy and hold, the potential for it is much higher. And so I can just share with you an example with us. We have multiple vacation rentals right now through our company. We are managing, we have 9 different properties that we are managing. And within 1 year, we have become Superhost. We've become guest favorites. We've got reviews of 4.92, but that does not just happen. There's a lot of strategies behind it. Here's the beauty of it. If you have a location that maybe, like for us, it's Cocoa Beach. We've been going there for about 15 years, and we just love the area. And a way for us to get in the game down in Cocoa Beach was to buy a vacation rental. So we get to stay in that vacation rental, then we can rent it out when we're not there. And pretty soon we started acquiring properties. And so in that, our margins are much higher, Lance, than what they are with buy and holds. Now, we like to have a mixture of buy and holds and vacation rental properties because your cash flow on vacation rentals can go up and down. But I'm telling you, we're sitting right now at 100% occupancy, which is absolutely unheard of. And it has just been a huge blessing for us in pursuing that generational wealth.
Awesome. You know, the other thing about this, and Mercedes, you can jump in whenever you want, is regarding generational wealth. I was looking at one of the panels that you have, which is this groundbreaking 20-year study conducted by a wealth consultancy, the Williams Group. And it says it's involved over 3,200 families. And this is kind of shocking. It found that 7 out of 10 families tend to lose their fortune by the second generation. And 9 out of 10 lose it by the third. This goes directly to the premise of knowledge is power. My people perish for lack of knowledge. This would, I would assume, happen when parents from one way or another accumulate the wealth, they hand it off to the next generation that doesn't know how they acquired it. Then they go out and spend that money foolishly, and then they get themselves overextended, in debt, can't pay, lose money on the property. Next thing you know, it's even less to their children. But what I'm saying is that your business, this particular industry, is a family business, like an Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob thing, in that if you are educated on property acquisition, management, and these various ways that you can fund them and run them, then your children are involved with the same process. They go to the properties, they're involved with scoping them out, looking at them, overseeing maybe some of the maintenance contracting. They're educated on the wealth acquisition so that what is handed off to them as a portfolio is something they actually understand what was done. And then they can leverage that and continue building it. Is that what I'm looking at here?
Absolutely, Lance. That is exactly the idea. So a lot of what's happened too, when you go back to those statistics, is traditionally, I don't know why, but in America, there's this thing where most of the time we get the money when our parents die and then we don't know what to do with it, which is exactly what you were explaining. Mm-hmm. However, when you go back into like your Jewish roots, which you know this probably better than anybody, it's always something that they bring the family up into and they teach and train them. And then along the way, not only do they get the knowledge of the industry, but they teach them things like character, integrity. So then at that point, you're building wealth together. Mm-hmm. And we're even experiencing, there's things right now that Levi and Carly are way beyond Dave and I with. And we're like, wow, once you get them going, our kids going, they can go beyond us. And the other thing with that too is, you know, I know that there is a place for traditional education. I do understand that. But we have gone the non-traditional education route with our kids. Levi went to Caris Bible College, so did Carly, and they have become entrepreneurs. And here's the other thing is they have not been exposed through the education system to this liberal woke system. And I think that real estate business working together as a family provides that pathway mm-hmm. that not only secures the immediate future of our kids and our grandkids and generations, but down the road when they work together, they're going to carry that out with their kids and their grandkids. And I just think today, Lance, more than ever, this is something for families to take a look at, follow those principles that we can look at the Jewish people and the roots, even biblical roots with, and we are going to secure our finances for generations to come, which we know is pleasing to God.
I mean, let me just say this. I've never said it before, but I'd say it now. My family was all hyper on education, Annabelle's family. And our parents came from the GI generation. So they got the GI Bill of Rights. When they came back from the Pacific with the Marines, with her dad, and my dad from Europe in the Air Force, the government gave them money to get education. So her dad went to Temple to become an obstetrician gynecologist. My dad went to Brooklyn Law School. That's their generation. They were big on education. Something weird happened in America with education. We believed that getting a college degree was how you secured for yourself a meaningful job in the future. A huge premise that never factored in. You're going to put your kid into this woke, weird ideology where they're going to get indoctrinated in things that are useless in terms of making money. All that to say this, what I would advise now and wish I had done then was instead of pushing my kids into these indoctrination camps where you find yourself having to fight what they were taught in school, what I would do is I'd take that $100,000, $200,000 you're going to be putting into college and I'd put it into property. And the first thing they need is a property. They need to begin to manage and acquire real estate. Then they can learn to live debt-free and have a home, which is the number one debt they've got after they graduate with a useless degree, fighting the indoctrination of the socialists. Then they got to go out into the workforce frustrated because they're paying off the college loan while they're trying to get a job in a useless category that they can't get, especially with DEI. They can't even get ahead because someone else will get the job instead of them. So if you're looking at putting your kids through school, take a look at what you're doing, even if they're in college now. Reevaluate the wisdom. I'm with Charlie Kirk on this. Get your kid out of that university system and put the money into educating them on entrepreneurial survival strategies to own property. Then let them, once they're financially independent, if they want to go to school, let them pick what they want to do. Does that make sense, Mercedes?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to throw it to me. Yeah, that sounds great.
I mean, I saw you. I thought I was losing your attention there, so I'm throwing it over to you.
No, that's good. I was just thinking, like, as Karen was talking earlier and you were talking, the Bible verse that came to my mind was Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So I know, you know, we can do these shows, and I know how the comments go. I don't have enough money. I can't do it. Every reason, well, Christians aren't supposed to be wealthy. And it's like, hey, here's a total different example right out of Proverbs. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So we should be. We should be learning principles like this, right? Another Bible verse, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So here's one vertical. Here's one way that, you know, Karen's saying, hey, come out to the event in April. Come join us. Learn all about this. I'm happy. And you know what? If you can't make it, watch online. Here's a discount code. The one thing I love about Karen and Billy and everybody out there at Wealth Builders is they really want to get the knowledge in your hands. They want to say, we want to teach you. We want to walk with you through this process. There is no one better at this. There's no better practitioners than Karen, Dave, and Billy. And so these are things that even Karen and I talk about. We were just at Joy's bridal shower and my daughter's there, and you know, I've convinced her to be like a real estate agent to get him. She's looking at property in Hawaii and she's like, Mom, this one's only 2 million. I'm like, yes, 13-year-old, it's only 2 million. You're right. So, but these are the principles at a young age. You got to train a child in the way that they should go. So
hey,
absolutely.
Yeah, but listen, I'm really jealous because I got my eye on this development out here in Texas. And I can't get into it right now, but I love that whole development. Glenn Beck's been over there. A bunch of people that I could name are over there right now. I don't want to get them in trouble. But these are like $3, 4, 5, 6, 7 million estates over there. And I'm looking at that. They're all holding their value. And then I found out somebody got in on a tax lien and picked up the house that was like a $5 million house for $2 million. And I said, maybe it could have been me if I had known with a tax lien, whatever has to be picked up, you know. And so I'm thinking about how to get smarter about this in terms of, because 90% of the world's millionaires, people, have come out of investing in real estate. 90%. That's what Miles Monroe was trying to tell me. The meek inherit the earth. Christians especially can be in the 90%. And by the way, I think there's a statistic I saw here in your data that only 12% of the population own an investment home. So if 12%, you're not up against everybody doing this. This is the reason why, well, what's out there? You know, it's not, there's something, you're finding properties all the time. Mm-hmm. And your students are finding them all the time. All right, let me go to this. April, right? Everybody grab a pen and write this down. April 5, 6, and 7. There's nothing you're going to do at April 5, 6, and 7 that's more important than you getting this 7 strategies on wealth acquisition through what 90% of the world makes its money in, which is real estate, vacation rentals, flipping houses, fixing houses, multifamily properties, using a 401k or an IRA, using the equity you already have that you didn't even know you could use, creating your own self-directed real estate fund. There's strategies. It's, don't tell me you can't do this, because that's a script you've got in your head. If you're a Christian, I can do all things. And I'm telling you, I remember when Dave and I were sitting around talking. He was an associate pastor here, a pastor in a local church. And Karen's getting involved with Cousin on the real estate. I knew right away, knowing Karen, this is going to be a house on fire. And you're doing it. You're provoking the Jews to jealousy right now. I love it. April 5, 6, and 7, go to Denver, Colorado. Why would you go? Because they've made it so affordable. How much is this? This is like, how much is the training you're doing for 3 days?
Yeah, so if you come in person, you can use a code that we are giving you. It's Lance Live. You get $100 off, and you can attend for just $497. And if you can't make it in person, which I would say that is the best way to go, but if you can't, then you can use the code Lance Watch, get $100 off, and you get the live stream for just $197. And in addition to that, you get to rewatch it for 3 weeks. We really want to get this information to you. And if I can just mention one more thing, this is going to be a little plug for coming in person, is we have a young entrepreneurs networking session Friday night. It's about 5 o'clock before the event starts. And we have got this whole network of young entrepreneurs that are coming together, and they are building wealth God's way. And so if you want your kids, your grandkids, or maybe you yourself are under 40 years old watching this, this is a way for you to connect with other young people. And I love it because I know that Levi and Carly are around people that are like-minded. They're actually pouring into a lot of the young entrepreneurs now, but there is a movement happening at Wealth Builders, and we want you to be a part of it so you can step into this place that God has called you and your family.
So 497, which could easily be one of those $1,497 things. It's $497 to go live, interact, do Q&A, network with other people, ask people questions, meet like-minded people like yourself, get your children involved with the Young Entrepreneurs Network. That's a reason to go. And if you can't go because, you know, it's just not working out, the airfare and the hotel, I don't know, you can't beat the $197 with Lance, what is it, Lance Watch. And you can and you could watch it for up to 3 weeks. Watch it together. Annabelle, I'm encouraging Annabelle to get in. She's already started. So it's another way for husbands and wives to get that time together. And you're building something. You're learning skills that can you can apply it. I mean, is everything you've learned, you've been able to transfer into making a profit off of. And the more that you learn, the more diversity you have in how you do it. So I'm just saying, folks, that's why I take time on these shows. We do specific shows like this because I believe God wants you to be ready for the future, not wringing your hands. Knowledge is power. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Sometimes it isn't lack of vision. There is a verse that says people perish for lack of vision. You know what's worse? To have a vision and not have the knowledge to know what to do with it. So you got a vision for the gates of hell be occupied by the church. Well, great. Who has the competency to occupy it? People that have developed the skill, the talent, and the ability. It's called equipping of the saints. This is equipping for wealth mastery. Mercedes, what are the dates of this again?
Well, I had it up here just a second ago. This is going to be April 5th through the 7th in Denver, Colorado. Please come out and join Karen and Dave and Billy, Bill Bronchek. She's got a great lineup going on. But it's going to be lancewanell.com/real estate. And use the promo code Lance Live for a discount if you're there live in person. Yeah. And Lance Watch.
I just realized, I didn't say that before. lancewanell.com/real estate. That's where you use Lance Live or Lance Watch and get your big discount. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm all about it. And Dan Dyer's going to be there. Troy Peterson, Frank Pulley, these are all practitioners. You're not getting a theoretician among them. Cousin has a particular criteria for who he puts on a platform. It's people that are doing it. So you're going to be talking to people that have, like we would say, the dirt under their fingernails. They've done it. They know the mistakes you can make. And here's why you go. Here's why you watch. Learn from their mistakes so you never make them. That's why it's a fast track to wealth mastery. And it's 3 power-packed days, 12 concentrated workshops. I went to the last event. I couldn't even get into the workshops. Karen, I was bounced out of 2 rooms because I ran out of seats. It was packed. You're not the only person hearing it, but the people that are hearing with the Spirit, they're actually taking action because this is the time when God is providing. So take action. lancewanell.com/real estate. Any parting thoughts, Karen?
Yeah, I would just love to see you there and just get you and your family positioned to grab hold of this amazing opportunity that I believe God is calling us to and presenting to us right now so that we can have that impact in the world that God desires and we can take care of our families for generations to come.
Amen. Final thoughts, Mercedes Sparks.
I just think this is a word for somebody out there. I think somebody's watching this, been praying for, hey, I need a divine strategy. Maybe you've come into some money. Maybe you have. I mean, the great thing is what I love about Karen and Billy is that they show you how to do this with literally no money down. Billy's got, like, I want to say probably 50 different ways to purchase a property with little to no money down. So it's all of the knowledge is there.
Cousin can squeeze a dollar out of anything. Let me tell you something. I'm seeing something right now. Mothers who have daughter-in-laws, grandparents who have that grandson. Here's what I'm seeing. I'm serious about this. The Lord's shown it to me like a vision. Some of you are listening, and you might not do this on your own. You might be saying, oh, I wish my husband was into it, or I wish there's a family member who will go with you to Denver because God is giving you the vision to begin drilling down into the wealth well. And if you'll go, if you'll bring with you the next generation, whether it's a son, a daughter, son-in-law, or daughter-in-law, if you're a parent or a grandparent, I see two going together or watching this together, and you make the investment and watch their eyes light up, and you will be making a seed deposit into the wealth preservation of your lineage for the future. God's going to spare your family because of the action you take. That's how serious I am about this. Karen, thank you very much. We're going to have you back again. But I don't want to have you back again and have a bunch of people that missed this event in April. So lancewallen.com/real estate. Check it out. Sign up. And at a minimum, take advantage of that that Lance watch offer. So you can get the $197 for 3 weeks. And then watch it with your family and see who lights up on the idea. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Lance.
And that's going to be a wrap today. I can't believe the time flew that fast. I wasn't going to go that long, but I just get absorbed into this subject because I think it's a God thing. We're going to be back again tomorrow. Take action today. Don't do anything else until you've checked out lancewallen.com/real estate. And let me know your comments, your likes, your subscribes. And don't forget to catch us on Rumble. If we ever take a tumble on any other platform, you'll find me on Rumble. I'll see you there. God bless.
Did you enjoy this latest episode? Please remember to share it with your friends, because the more knowledge you have, the better equipped you are to navigate the world.